Friends, God had promised to send the Messiah from Abraham's line through King David. Yet King David's house became badly divided. Judah and Benjamin, the two tribes loyal to the house of David, constituted the kingdom of Judah in the south. The northern 10 Jewish tribes withdrew in a long-standing conflict with the house of David. They rejected David's dynasty and established their own kingdom called Israel. Israel quickly intermingled with the neighboring nations and adopted their gods. Also, they allied themselves with the Assyrian-Babylonian authorities to surround and threaten Judah. In time, the kingdom of Israel ceased to exist altogether. Friends, the kingdom of Judah also experienced rapid decline from following God's ways. This was accompanied by serious moral corruption. It impacted every aspect of life. About 700 years before Christ, the prophet Isaiah gave a very sobering message to the kingdom of Judah and to its capital, Jerusalem. His message begins with these words: "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged. Why will you still be struck down? Why will you continue to rebel? The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint, from the sole of the foot even to the head. There is no soundness in it, but bruises and sores and raw wounds. They are not pressed out or bound up or softened with oil." The prophet goes on to describe the state of Judah and Jerusalem, its capital. "Your country lies desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. In your very presence, foreigners devour your land. It is desolate, as overthrown by foreigners." The city itself is described as a besieged city. The rulers themselves are addressed in terrible terms. They are told, "Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah." Their religion is totally rejected. "What to me is a multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats." Their hypocrisy is exposed. "When you come to appear before me, who has required of you this trampling of my courts? Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocations, I cannot endure iniquity and solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them." Their prayers are ignored. "When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. They unashamedly dealt unjustly with the weak and the needy. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. Murder, cheating, and bribery became widespread even in Jerusalem. How the faithful city has become a whore. She who was full of justice, righteousness lodged in her, but now, murderers. Your silver has become dross, your best wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and runs after gifts. They do not bring justice to the fatherless, and the widow's cause does not come to them. They became God's enemies, and divine judgment became necessary. Therefore, the Lord declares, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, "Ah, I will get relief from my enemies and avenge myself on my foes." Friends, still God's judgment was to serve the divine plan of salvation and blessing for all families of the earth as promised to Abraham. This meant a divine promise for a new beginning. "And I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed by justice, and those in her who repent by righteousness." So, God's redemption required meeting God's justice. This was to be accomplished by God's intervention. This was the mission of the promised Emmanuel, the divine Messiah. He came born of the Virgin Mary with a new, perfectly holy human soul and qualified as a Redeemer, the Heavenly Savior, who establishes a new humanity. As promised to Abraham and David, he gathers for himself a people from all families of the earth, a new international community, an Israel of God, called by God and established by God in the incarnate Son of God, Jesus, the one and only Savior of mankind. Hallelujah.